Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For I have always been mindful of your unfailing love, and I have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. Psalms 26, verses 2 and 3. How often do we pray and ask God to test us, try us, and examine our hearts and minds? That's a bold prayer, a dangerous prayer, some may say, because when we ask God to test us, He will most definitely do it. He is a God that answers prayers. And when we step out of our comfort zone and we say, Lord, search me. What am I doing that is not of you? What is in my heart and what is on my mind that shouldn't be there? And we ask Him to test us, and He will send us tests. And we ask Him to try us, and He will definitely try us. And what is most important for us to know and to realize is that it's okay to ask God to try us. It's okay to ask Him to test us. Why? Because He will never take us so far that we are unable to find His love, His grace, His mercy. The next verse says, I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. So knowing that His love is unfailing, when we go through tests or trials, His love is always there. Recently, I was working with a young lady, and I was trying to help her understand how God's unconditional love works. And she said, Wesleyan, it's just starting to click. And I've been sharing this message with her and pouring into her and advising her for well over a year. And it's taken her that long to truly understand what it means to have God's unfailing love. It means that if we feel like we have fallen off the wagon, if we've been sober for 300 days and then we take a drink, God still loves us. There was a test. There was a trial. And we are human. We are sinners. So our resolve broke. But God still loves us. You are at the point where you have gotten divorced and you don't feel loved by the person who divorced you. You don't feel loved by yourself. You don't love yourself. You don't feel any joy or happiness when you look in the mirror. God still loves you. God loves you. His love is not based on performance. It's not based on what we do or what we say or what we can achieve or what we might achieve. He just loves us because we are His children. And so as we step and we remember His unfailing love, remember that we live in reliance of His faithfulness. Your faithfulness is the reason why He will love you no matter what. When you pray and ask Him to examine your heart and your mind, that is walking in faith. That is saying, my faith is so strong that I know no matter what, God is going to be there for me. He's going to catch me. He'll never let me fall. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, today we pray a dangerous prayer. And we say, Lord, test me. Try me. Test me, Lord. Whatever test that you have that is coming up, whether it's in this hour, this day, this week, this month, this year, Lord, I ask you to test me. Test me and test my unwavering, unshakable faith that I have in you. Test me so that I know that the positive outcome of the test is only due to your unfailing hand on my life over and over again. Examine my heart. Examine my mind. Cleanse me. Remove all negative thoughts. Remove all negativity, all things that are in my heart and my mind that are not of you. Lord, allow me to continue to be faithful. Continue to depend on your unfailing love. Lord, I love you so much. Be with me today. Be with everyone under the sound of my voice. Wash us with the precious blood of Jesus. In your Son's name I pray. Amen.